It's Wednesday, May 25th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. If a new bill passes in Hawaii, the island state could be the first in the union to enter the names of gun owners into a government database. The FBI database, called RapBack, is usually only used to list people holding positions of trust, such as school teachers and bus drivers. According to Fox News, the bill has some worried. Big Brother is watching us, and liberals are praising it. An unopposed Donald Trump picked up 44 more delegates to win Washington State's GOP presidential primary race, taking him up to 1,213 delegates. Bernie Sanders won the state big in March, beating Hillary Clinton 2-1. Lawmakers in New York are moving a bill forward that would allow the terminally ill to request a lethal prescription to end their lives. Democratic Representative Amy Paulin introduced the Medical Aid in Dying Act earlier this month, and now it has passed committee. J.J. Hansen, president of the Patients' Rights Action Fund, told The Worldview that he thought the bill was part of a national trend.
This is happening when you have a time in our society where you're having significant increases in our suicide rate. It was just released 2 weeks ago that there's a study that there has been a 24% increase in general suicide rates across the United States between the years of 1999 to 2014. And yet, instead of trying to deal with that and offer people more counseling, increase approval on suicide rates, people are making this argument that we should be opening the door to assisted suicide for those who are going through one of the most difficult experiences in life.
Oklahoma Republicans worked hard to get a bill passed making abortion a crime punishable by prison time, only to have it vetoed yesterday by their Republican governor. Governor Mary Fallon, who has signed 18 other pro-life measures, said she did so because the bill was too vague and would not hold up in court. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a statement that has many Bible-believing Christians troubled. Trudeau announced an amendment to the Canadian Human Rights Act. It now includes the same protections for homosexual and transgendered people as it does for ethnic minorities. This law protects them from discrimination and so-called hate speech by making these things criminal offenses. This law could lead to ministers being in prison for sermons or other Christians who stand up for what the Bible says. According to Christian Headlines, the daughter of Desmond Tutu, the former Archbishop of Cape Town, South Africa, relinquished her ministry position after marrying a woman. Her father, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, attended the ceremony, offering his daughter what he called, quote, a father's blessing, unquote. The former archbishop has often spoken in favor of homosexual marriage, saying he would refuse to go to a, quote, homophobic heaven, unquote. Perhaps he'd rather join the ungodly in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, prepared for the devil and his angels. Revelation 21:8. With Memorial Day coming up this Monday, Teresa Filyaw, the mayor of Hiram, Georgia, wanted to honor the country's fallen soldiers to make sure their sacrifice was not forgotten. So she and a few others worked hard. They made 79 white crosses, which were posted on public property along Highway 92 to honor the dead. Unfortunately, someone complained, and within hours, the memorial was removed. The mayor told FoxNews.com, "It was never about religion. It was just to honor them. I was devastated when it had to come down." Local officials surrendered to the pressure of one phone call. The call was not even from a family member of the veterans. Lord, give our godly leaders courage. Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous is as bold as a lion." Over the weekend, officials of East Liverpool, Ohio High School also caved in to pressure, this time from atheists, who wanted to halt their 70-year tradition for graduating students to recite the Lord's Prayer. They removed it from the program, saying they did not want a legal battle. Fortunately, their class valedictorian, Jonathan Montgomery, was bold as a lion. When he took to the stage for his speech, he led the entire class in reciting the Lord's Prayer. A raucous crowd cheered, and would not be quelled. People of God, never be silenced by the fear of man. And that's the World View on this Wednesday, May 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Praise God. The number of donors to help keep the World View on the air has gone from 34 to 59. Now we're looking for the final 191 listeners to make a pledge of $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and check the recurring donation box. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, the World View in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the World View costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.